long, I won't go back again.
Back again.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, I'm so lit, I'm in my element.
Element.
I've been on the road again.
Road again.
I've been broke so long, I won't go back again.
Back again.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Friend. Friend.
Nigga, I'm so lit, I'm in my element.
Back at it. Please YouTube.
Hey.
Welcome back to your favorite podcast on the tube, the D-Week and Hibby Show with Spliff and Choo Choo. This should be episode 322, if I'm not mistaken, and we are your hosts.
Chun, what's up?
Yeah. I ain't know you know sign language, bro.
You know what?
That's a fact. That's what's up. We grew up, shout out to Wendy, we grew up with a girl. She knew sign language because she was mute, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But okay. Shout out to her, man. Speaking about my old block, Ralph and Madison, man. I want to have a moment of silence real quick for my homeboy, my brother. We haven't spoken in a couple years, you know what I'm saying? But that don't change nothing, you know what I mean? We knew each other for over 20 years, you know what I'm saying?
That's my thought.
Yeah, he recently passed away. He was going through some health problems, you know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace to Joseph, a.k.a. Snoop Livingston, you know what I'm saying, man? Rest in peace to my boy. We miss you, and we love you, and you're always going to be remembered. Moment of silence, please. Mom's got the TV, man, loud. It's all right. Because she was heartbroken when I told her the news, too, because she remember all of us as kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of our baby boys.
Yeah, man, that shit had me sad. That was our captain, man. That was the he was the pitcher to our softball team, you know what I'm saying? Shit like
okay,
that,
okay.
Man. So rest in peace to him, man. Hold your head to his family. Condolences to them. And my block, hold your head up, man. Y'all know what time it is, bro. That's a fact, man. But we back at it, man. How y'all feeling? What's going on, man? We back at it.
I'm feeling good.
Feeling
good. The weather cleared up, you know. It's not, but it's still cold.
Still brick eyes.
That damn fucking groundhog.
Yeah. Spring don't hit yet.
Y'all probably could tell me better. The Kevra is straight, right?
Man, yeah. They be alright. We here.
It's just you.
They be alright.
It be me. My equilibrium is off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to the true Nets out there. You know what I mean? But what's good, man? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Besides that news that I had got right there, I had a great week. You know what I'm saying? That episode was popping that we did. You know what I mean? But other than that, I'm feeling good. What's going on with y'all, man? How y'all been? What's good? What's good? What's happening?
Should I? Shout out to the peoples and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everyone's having a good one right now today where y'all watching and all that. You feel me?
It's a nice Sunday we recorded.
Yeah, good vibes, man.
That's a fact.
I'm good. What's going on, Chun? Let them know what's going on. What's happening in there?
In your world. I feel like things are looking up for me. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to really say things until it's like, all right.
Boom. Yeah, you don't want to fuck up
yeah,
the wave.
Yeah, so right. So universe is like this. Really steering me in the direction that I need to be in. And I'm cool with that. And I'm going to keep rocking with it. Other than that, you know, this is like almost close to the end of Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just want to express my gratitude for y'all too.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not just only just about, you know, us. I feel like a sausage. So, you know, I honestly understand that we got different mindsets and how we intake things and how we, you know, what our perspective on things are. And y'all really opened up a lot of, you know, damn, what the fuck? I wasn't thinking like that, you know, this and that. And I appreciate y'all, mm-hmm. You know? So, this is, I guess, your virtual flowers.
We appreciate it. You feel me?
Yeah. We like flowers, now. I appreciate it.
Niggas don't get flowers every day. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I'm actually working on something. I had sent it to you, the painting that I'm
yeah.
doing. So, by next episode, we're gonna
unveil that
yeah,
right
we're
here.
Gonna, yeah,
oh, that's fire.
You know what It's what we do. It's exclusives. You know that's what I'm saying? Fire. That's what we do. Yeah, so. But now we appreciate you too. You know what I'm saying? You bring a whole different dynamic to the show. Like I've been said, that's why I've been plotting. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean, but and you as much as like the shit that you kind of, I don't want to use the wrong words, but as you portray, you know what I'm saying? You a strong ass woman. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that from you. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't sit here and let us take over your thought process. You know what I'm saying? That's one. That's just for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But outside of it, like I'm getting to know you a little more, and you don't take a lot of shit. You take the shit that you need to be like, all right, let's keep things smooth. But if it gets to a point where I feel like I have to say something, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that shit the most. And everybody that comes across you that's like, comes on the show, that's like, you know, interviews and shit like that, after they be like, yo, she know what she doing, bro. That's a fact. And that's all I tell them. I be like, yo, both of them, I see them doing big things in media outside of this. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to both of y'all. That's a fact, man.
Appreciate
and
you,
I was trying to have a, that's like Chun Chun just said, try not to, you could speak things into existence.
Yeah.
That's probably like on your own time. Yes, be like, yo, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it's going to come to fruition. But sometimes don't try to tell people what's going to happen or what you feel like you want to happen, because then it might, because I kind of had something backfire planned for today and, you know, for Women's History Month. Right, but it kind of went a little, you know, people got their lives, so. But I still want to get that episode done, because I feel like all three of y'all, the ones that I want to put together, are very intelligent and have your own thought process, and y'all going to do what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you just know the right words to say, huh?
Just trying to take over the world.
I hear that.
One day at a time. You feel me, Split?
Yeah, I'm going to be on that episode, too. I wasn't planning to.
Nah, we going to be on the side talking all shit.
Nah, I'm there on the screen.
I'm gonna be on the side.
I'm gonna be right there, cause I thought about how you thought about it now in a way, right? Mm-hmm. Let them talk they shit, stay out the way. But you know what I feel me? We get shot sometimes for rethinking about the idea of the shit brought to us. You feel me? So I know you was trying to stay safe.
Nah, cause dumb
three together in unison against you
duo.
Go I'm crazy.
Yeah, I'm letting them pop. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm gonna be there like, yes, yes. When you see me scared, y'all gonna see that face like, and I'm just roll and smoke my weed.
That's a fact.
And be quiet.
Yo, we had 366 subscribers, man. I'm trying to get to 400, man. We need like, what's that? 27
more? Something.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm bad at math. 24? 27? Fucking subscribe, man. I think we passed the time limit where we could curse. You know what I'm saying? YouTube prohibitions and shit like that.
Oh, really?
You can't curse within the first 2 minutes or some shit like
that. That's why my shit ain't never going to boom. All right, it's cool.
Nigga, read the rules. Nigga, I know they send you emails. Nigga, read the rules. Nigga, you part of the community.
Sir, you're out of the guidelines.
Yeah, nah, you live in the neighborhood. Read the goddamn rules, nigga.
Nah, I don't look at it. I'm going to keep it a bit. That's why I'm like, yo, why I don't get the opportunity to say this? I'm like, all right.
Nah, when they send you your weekly recaps, they send you what's new on YouTube, and you read that shit, and they show you ways to finesse YouTube to try to get money off it. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
So that's a good thing, man. But shout out to everybody that's been following the journey. You know what I'm saying? But what's good, y'all? Where we starting, man? We got a nice slate of topics. You know what I'm saying? Where we starting? What y'all want to do? Y'all want to have the conversation we was just having? Hip hop is back.
It is. Oh my gosh! Like,
you could talk to me.
Just hearing it. You know, just hearing the So we're talking about K-Dot. Anybody knows Kendrick with Drake, Kendrick. You know? And I just say that it is something of us, you know, our kind, that want that type of music. And I had said something earlier that kind of ruffled Spliff's feathers over there, you know what I'm saying?
Ruffled my feathers? Yeah, what you said? Let's see.
You was about to go gang for the fucking drill rappers.
All right, so look.
But he kind of like directed me, say, nah, like, you know.
Not all of them dumb Ed, I'ma shoot my mans, we smoking on 8 Nick. Nah, none of that. I'm saying the motherfuckers that got stuck into that type, like, they have to rap like that, or they have to rap on those type of beats, because right. everything else is like, we're not letting it go.
Right.
Like, he's not drill, but some people might consider it drill, like Neek Bucks, right? Okay. Neek rap, like rap. Like, it's none of that. Like, he could say, yeah, we smoke like three of your mans and whatever. We got it for QP, what up? Like, niggas could talk that shit, but niggas rap. Now, the shit you might be talking about is probably like some of them niggas that's 13 and 12 with they mans wilding out with a couple of little girls in the video bugging out. You probably talking about that. But and I don't like knock it.
Yeah.
All right. Coach the Ghost, Pop Smoke, JD, Envy Kane, Sleepy, Chef G. It's a couple where you can't really say they doodle. They nice, but no,
it's not that they doodle, it's that they're not giving you what
more of a like. Okay, I'm not saying that they're trash. I'm not saying that. It's just that when I turn on the radio or I want to listen to some music, it's a lot of drill from my selection of music. I guess you know, station or whatever. Maybe I gotta switch it up.
No, you got a good selection on your joint. Shout out to every time we intervene. I'm like, ooh, I know you move up this.
But what I'm saying is, I want to hear that, you know.
Content.
Yeah, I want to hear substance. That. Like, I feel like, you know.
Like, even saying, like this, like Kendrick Lamar and them rapping like beef, like diss tracks, you know what I'm saying? It's still lyricism involved where you got to break it down, where I'm like, I told you certain shit and you was like, oh shit, that's what he meant by it too? Because yeah, I was thinking something
right,
else.
Right, exactly.
Because it comes off as simple as you hear it, but if you break it down, there's certain other shit that he's talking about on
but
that
I
shit.
Love it because of the simple fact that lighter? I could visualize what he's rapping. You know, yeah. I could visualize the shit, you know? With some people can't. Me, on the other hand, I can't visualize drill. Like, I'm just, you know, it's
I'm
just
not in that lifestyle, but
you know, but I love the wordplay and everything and how it flows. So that's why I say this summer, yeah, I want to hear all that shit this summer.
You need to listen to Shay Norm. Mm. I think you would really like her shit. No funny shit.
Okay.
Because she got, like, the rapidy rap shit, and then she got, like, deeper shit. I forgot the name of the album. My bad, Shay. But I'm just, you feel me? She got fire. She
okay,
got fire.
Look into it.
That's cool.
Definitely.
All right, so let's talk about this this track real quick. What y'all think about Kendrick's verse?
Yeah, he should it.
He was fancy on that shit. Now you're just a little, hey, you know, it just it left a good taste. Just say, I know there's more. I know you're gonna fuck it up. That's I know there's more. But you know what? And then I know there's more on his side and this side and this side. Like you said, what you said it was, like the Avengers? Like,
yeah, it's about to be the Civil War.
You know, word. So, but it's gonna be awesome. Then, you know, you have some diss tracks, you know, you're playing in the club.
Yeah,
you know. Like, you're gonna have the Drakes on this side, you're gonna have the Kendrick on this side. You play that shit, you gonna get beef. Like, all right, fuck it. But it's all in the fun. It's all in the fun of knowing that, damn, all right, okay. I thought we lost it for a minute.
All right. Yo, all y'all put down the people that y'all like, you feel me, in the comments. We fake want to know what y'all fuck with and shit like that, you feel me?
Yes.
Nigga, stop playing like J. Cole ain't gonna come up some fire. You know?
Nah, that's what I was gonna say. But I like right now, like since Kendrick dropped that shit, it seems like everybody's like listening to this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I wanted to say that too. Like, don't be surprised if J. Cole's. I think there's a lot of J. Cole fans out there that know he gonna come back with some shit.
Of course.
But like the beginning of the conversation when Spliff said, "Yeah, that was fire," and I said that was just a little.
Yeah.
Pat, you know what I'm saying? Like
you don't think
you're gonna get in trouble.
He was just like, just writing.
Kendrick,
I
think he owed. Yo,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like he has
the nigga
shit
got
tucked.
A,
he
nigga
has
got
shit
a Pulitzer Prize. You can't never front on his words, right? His pen game is always gonna be
his wordplay
stupendous.
Is so
you know
low.
What I'm saying? But now when he's aiming it directly at somebody,
it's just like,
y'all talk about it's some big three or some shit. No, nigga, it's big me.
All right, so hold on.
That nigga said Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, bums.
Is Big Sean going to come back with something?
Big Sean like, just hit.
No, I know he just did something. His shit went. His shit dead right now. Niggas ain't really talking about it.
But it's gonna pick up. And I said that it's gonna pick up. Don't give me. Don't listen. It's Big Sean.
He said some shit like, "Come on." They asking me where I've been. I've been away. I don't be wanting to rap with my enemies or no fake big threes. He said some shit like that. Big Sean. He got bars.
Also, he's here still fighting for his fifth spot.
Come on. Fourth or fifth. He needs to do that.
Yeah, you do.
I think Big Sean is like, I'm gonna compare it to NBA. Right?
Go ahead.
He's like somebody like Ray Allen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's nice.
I know what you think. No, he's that nigga.
He's nice.
You know, in my starting,
he's holding it down for his side.
In my starting five all time, you know who's my two guard? Ray Allen. Kobe there, Mike there,
Ray that
Dwayne
nigga.
Wade there, but Ray Allen was my first favorite basketball
player. Ray's a shooter.
So what I'm saying is, he wasn't a crazy time all-star and all this MVP and all this, but he's somebody that stands out and that you know. He led the league in history in three-pointers made until Steph came into the league. So what I'm saying is, Big Sean is that.
Right, Big Sean
Drake is Steph?
No, Drake is... LeBron.
That's what I'm saying.
Drake is LeBron, Drake is Steph, and J. Cole.
No, I'm just saying because a lot of niggas said that Drake took Big Sean flow and went left with it.
Took everybody flow.
Big Sean has his
respectfully
own,
and samples his and own sounds.
Fan, his Man. Own lane. Each one of them had their own lane. Let's not put that.
No, that's right.
You understand? I think where it lies is like, all right.
It's the tears.
Right.
Like you like B.
Well, your lane is here, but like who's there?
Yeah, what tier are you
but
on?
But to be honest with you, they're all like there. This is like 1% down, 2%.
Like, yeah, little shits, little shits.
We was talking about with JD and Diddy. Right, so it's like you just kind of really have to say like, damn. But honestly, each one of us might have our own. You might Big Sean, Drake, Kendrick.
I'm Kendrick.
We go all... switch our playlist and still listen to each one of them. And
that's true.
You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it is gonna be a face off to the point where yo, this shit, there's no battle. It can't be no battle because my nigga, the only because oh, it's like
it's a battle.
Yo, it's gonna be a don't get me wrong, it's gonna be a battle. But
yeah, you're, I think Drake you're gonna say something.
You're gonna really sit there and say, damn, how can I? Yeah, how can I judge?
Yeah, I think these Drake gonna respond.
Adventures.
Go sub niggas. You gonna sub niggas, bro.
Hear that, bro.
That's what you gonna do.
I need direct.
Yeah, he took that Jay Z move.
That was direct, right?
Yeah, that was more that than was direct. Fuck.
Yeah, Drake is not doing that. He's doing Jay Z moves. I'm gonna say shit about you, and you know I'm talking about you.
We need the direct now, right now. We don't need acting Drake. We don't need that Degrassi motherfucker. Because basically, like, I don't care what nobody say. Yes, he's a rapper. All
right, Kendrick or Drake? Kendrick or Drake? Better actor.
Kendrick?
A Drake.
Drake, better actor?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about actor?
Because you want to put this nigga with the wheelchair against the nigga that was on Power. So what you jacking? You jacking the wheelchair shit or you going with the nigga in Power?
But that was just a scene. That was his lifestyle.
I know.
That was his lifestyle. He was like, killed a fucking kid.
I haven't seen Kendrick in
a
while.
Come on now. Don't do that shit. Bow! Don't do that shit, my nigga.
Jesus Christ, Batman.
Don't do that shit.
Damn, nigga, the Batman with the gun. Okay, Dark Knight.
Lyrically, songs.
Come on, exactly.
I'm serious.
Who you fuck with more right now?
I'm fucking with Kendrick right now because he just came out of nowhere.
Kendrick rapper, but better.
His ears is still open to the shit. Better. You know what I'm saying? And then he just bow one song. Yeah. Come on, my nigga. I shut all y'all down.
Turned the whole game.
Okay, and I said it to your face.
My bad.
And your ears.
I was supposed to do that best.
Your eyes. You understand what I'm saying? So why? Bro, Drake,
I'm just being real.
This is every album, every song. He sneaked this in every body. But not once you would see him say, "Yo,
baby, hoes,
fuck that nigga."
Baby J, telling you, that's who he wanted to be when he came in. He wanted to be Jay Z.
Nah, you got which side y'all on? Y'all on my side or his side? Which one? Because at this point,
I don't need no one to be on no sides. I'm just saying, Drake wanted to be Hov, and after he got past a certain point, he's Drake now.
He's right, but Drake always been that subliminal motherfucker. Subba. Let's call him Sub.
I think J. Cole gonna directly spit.
Yeah.
Come on. like I said, I'll be very surprised.
It's K-Dot versus...
I'll be very surprised and humbled.
J. Cole. It's two against one, nigga. No.
If
it's Drake,
it's just say,
K-Dot
yo,
versus Drake and Cole, name. Bro. They trying to do the Spider-Man meme and just take out the third one. I see the little subliminals, bro. I got y'all.
Yo, bro. Y'all. Drake using J. Cole right now. You feel me?
That's a good come up. That's a good team right there. Like, all right,
Drake using
this
J. Cole?
Against
that. Yes.
I think J. Cole using Drake.
It could be.
In a way, yeah, because more niggas is going to pay attention when it's Drake and that nigga.
Remember, J. Cole was at an introvert level. You know what I mean? He wasn't
by
fucking
himself,
with nobody.
Right.
No features, no nothing. Then he started doing features and shit. And I think he found a lane with Drake where he was like, oh, shit.
He works better with
look
him.
At what else is opening up for me right,
right
now. I'm gonna fuck with him for a while. And then now this incident happens. I'm on the block.
Right.
I'm chilling with Son. And K-Dot come through like, y'all niggas been talking crazy.
Yeah.
Now, oh shit,
saying.
Now I'm
yes.
really involved.
Yes.
Even though I've been throwing sneak shots, but now I'm really involved.
Cause oh
you,
shit.
You
them three
the
niggas
shot.
Been involved.
That's
their
like,
whole
that's
career
like,
has been
if
against
you scared,
each other.
You know what Cardi B said? You scared, just say it, my nigga. Like, you gonna be scared now, Drake? You be scared?
This nigga scared.
You be scared?
Still ain't scared is you still.
You know,
they go
just
Raheem.
Say it. Just say it.
All right, so.
Just say it.
He said they go Raheem.
Yo, is Dave East in the fifth spot?
Who?
Davies.
In what fifth
In the
spot?
Fifth spot.
For what?
I'm just saying, the niggas that's outside.
Like the best rappers right now?
That's outside.
Nah, bro.
I know Dave ain't, but I'm just saying.
Nah, when the last time you heard him rap?
He right, bro.
Now you want to talk acting, we could talk acting now. Right? Davies. No disrespect to Davies.
Shit.
I fuck with Davies.
Nigga said acting go crazy.
Action, let's go.
I'm just saying. He played Method Man in Wu-Tang.
Mm.
He killed it.
Mm.
Yeah, he
What's
did.
Up? And he played a couple other roles.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I don't think he's in the conversation.
Yo, it's niggas out here that act better than Drake in the grass.
Top
you
rappers?
Heard?
I don't think he's in the conversation for top rappers. Like, nah. Drake, Cole, Kendrick.
Nah, I just had to ask. I just had to see if we had a New York nigga in the
Do you y'all consider everybody considers Future a rapper, so I guess he's in the top. And this was his song and nobody's even talking about what he
is
said.
Is he a
on
rapper?
Song. That I think he's a
Yeah, he
I don't
is.
Know. I think
he
he's
is.
A rapper.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But in the MC levels, nah. He's more entertainer. I mean he could take shots at niggas, but
I'm not a big
to me, it's more entertainment. He's not trying to.
But this is gonna lead to
call
a big.
At niggas.
This is gonna like Chun keeps saying. It's gonna lead to a big civil war. There's a lot of people on each side. We are gonna see what happens. But I can't wait.
But
hopefully,
this
everybody
like
gonna
in a
take
good
too
way,
long.
Not in a bad way. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
y'all,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
these niggas
man.
Is grown men. They all in their 30s.
Right.
Ain't nobody trying to die. Or
so it's
like
TDE,
that.
Dreamville, OVO.
He not on TDE no more.
K-Dot not on TDE.
No, nigga.
I don't be paying it. So what he do? What
he got his own shit.
So what's his shit? I thought. Alright.
He
so
got
what's
Baby Keem on his side.
Hmm.
Baby Keem on his side. He got Baby Keem.
I don't know what Baby Keem doing, but I'm just saying.
I don't know.
What's the record? What's the he got? He with Interscope still?
I'm
just trying
own,
to figure.
He got his own label. I'll tell you the name when I'm done. But
copy.
I'll look it up right now.
So is that shit Dreamville OVO?
Dreamville crazy. They got Jid. They got a couple shniggas over there.
Wait. All right, since we got the whole shit in the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nav and Rick Ross unfollowed Drake.
Yeah.
So we not getting no more Drake and Rick Ross songs? It's crazy. That hurts my soul. That hurts the corazón. The Aston Martin music was fire. I'm just being real.
I don't.
I just feel like that whole unfollowing shit. I'm gonna unfollow you, and you know it's just like, go the fuck up, nigga. Cause you gonna scroll, I'm gonna see your fucking picture on the internet.
That's a fact.
Like, what did you unfollow me for?
That's a fact. But
you never gonna like none of your shit.
Right, but you're a superstar.
So I'm gonna follow you.
I'm still gonna see your shit. I'm gonna still see you.
But they let the boogeyman come out, you know what I'm saying? And
I mean, I guess. I mean, they can still see his shit, but it ain't gonna be. I mean, yeah, you're right. Once you famous, I mean, you're right. But it shows ties separated.
I ain't got nobody, so yeah. But
I got Kendrick, man. I'm on Kendrick side. I've been a Kendrick fan ever since I heard Kendrick, man. That's my nigga right there. And he still got, like you said, he still got Abso and Schoolboy Q on his side. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
it is what it is.
So how? I'm confused, boy. So he's not. So what happened with TDE?
He's not signed to TDE no more, bro. His record late. His deal was up. He dropped his albums that he signed.
But I thought that was his shit.
Nah, that's top shit.
Oh, I'm
it was just the artists that were signed to that label, bro. That's why you don't really see the rotation how it was before, because they got all these other niggas, SZA.
Nah, he really was rapping that shit hard, though. All right, my bad. I really thought that was his shit.
That's the record label that signed you from the hood.
Yeah, I really thought that was his shit.
And he transformed that shit, man. But, y'all heard any other new music that came up? That was from a project from Future. It's like 8 or 9 songs or some shit like that with Metro Boomin was the producer to it.
Shout out to RJ Payne and Busta Rhymes. That they song, got a fire video out right now.
That song that Kendrick did the diss on, that's off of Future's project that just came out. Future got a project that's out right now.
So Future like on both sides then?
Nah, Future not fucking with Drake. That's what I'm saying. Future not fucking with Drake because they fucking with some. I think they beefing over some
Rick chick. Ross ain't fucking with Drake, and Future ain't fucking with Drake. I don't know, man, nigga. I don't know, B. Niggas probably like, yo, we gotta dip
so,
off.
Entertaining, but childish at the same time.
That's a fact.
Why y'all? You know y'all.
Y'all let it boil you to a point where it's interesting, like, oh shit, they dissing each other, but why?
For a female?
Huh?
For a female, like, you're not gonna claim.
I think Kendrick, just over here, like, I just wanna be the best.
Yeah, so, like, he's just having fun with his shit, like, all right, I'm gonna come at y'all, watch.
Yeah, it was some projects. They dropped the Mac Miller album, what you call that? A posthumous?
Apostrophe?
Album after somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Posthumous or something like that.
That's what they call them joints?
The Talia, that's her name, Talia, the Make Me Sweat.
Yes.
She dropped her album.
Mm.
Big Sean dropped something. Joyner Lucas dropped something. There was a couple people that dropped shit. Babyface Ray. You listen to Babyface Ray, right? He nice.
Yeah.
He nice. You listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
He nice.
Shout out to X the Plug, too.
Russ dropped something. He nice, too. Yeah, I haven't listened to any of it, but
RJ Payne and Busta Rhymes.
Yo, it happened to
Ransom.
Y'all.
Ransom.
So shout out to Kendrick, shout out to J. Cole, shout out to Drake, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that shit happened to y'all the other day?
What?
Instagram? It was logging y'all out?
No.
Nah?
No.
Yo, that shit happened to me, bro. I was tight. I was vexed. I ain't gonna lie. But that shit was happening to
I really don't be on it, so
Oh, yeah, you don't be on Instagram, right?
Mm-mm.
But,
Pow, pow, pow.
It happened to everybody type shit. They was logging you out, and I called Spliff. I went out that night with my homegirl. We went out to go get tacos.
Mm-hmm.
She made me take a shot, so I was feeling lightheaded.
Like done off.
So I'm looking through my IG, right? I'm going through it, and the shit goes, you been logged out your Instagram. Somebody else logged in. This shit been compromised. I'm like, no, right? So I'm turning my phone off. Now I'm feeling drunk, Spliff. I get home, I call Spliff. I'm like, yo, bro.
Tight. Yo, I can't get in my shit, bro. Nah,
it was wild.
People are hacking me, man. why me?
He's like, nah, bro. So I logged in on the other phone. That shit, it went through, right? Spliff was like, yo, we good, right? As soon as I hung up with you, bro.
Shit was working, bro, on this phone, bro.
So I saw it on Instagram. It's funny that you see the shit on Instagram. The Instagram fucked up. That shit was funny as hell. That's like the other day at work. I'm at work, right? Nigga shorted me a whole day on my check. Not an hour. A whole day. 8 hours, right? So I get to work, right? And I'm like, yo, I need to talk to somebody before I get on my post. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure this shit is clear and repaired, right? So he like, yo, talk to him right here, right? So I talk to him and he like, yo, I can't give you nobody number right now. I could give you the email. I'm like, nah, bro, I need to talk to somebody. He like, I take this number, right? He said, call from 9 to 4. No, bro. I'm calling right now. No, yo, Spliff. You know when somebody mad close to you answer the phone? That nigga standing 10 feet from me. The dude I was just talking to that gave me the number. He like, hello? I look, bro. I'm like, yo, bro. I look at my supervisor. He's standing next to me. I'm like, come on. What we doing, bro? What we doing?
Wrong number.
What we doing, bro?
What the fuck?
That shit is crazy, bro. But that's what I meant, like finding out that IG was fucked up on IG. You know what I'm saying? But where we going, man? What's good? Holla at me. What y'all want to talk about?
What's that shit?
What?
What's the Zesty song?
Y'all didn't hear that?
Nah.
That NLE Chopper shit? You heard it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Damn, I can't play it right here.
Is that the one
Nah,
that
don't
on?
Play it. We don't need to know what's going it. On.
I don't want to. Alright. I think the nigga has Sexy Red ghost write this shit for him, bro. The nigga came
Shout
out
to Sexy, you are.
The nigga came out and the beat dropped. It's like an up-tempo beat.
Boom,
he like,
boom, boom, boom,
if I was a bitch, I would want to lick me too. I would want to suck me too. And the nigga
stop,
on
stop,
stage.
Stop, stop, stop. Next topic is Quiet on the Set, right? Quiet on the
that
Set.
Nigga
Nickelodeon.
That nigga had
Nickelodeon.
We need Kendrick and come back. Come
that
back,
nigga
come
had
back,
Sexy
come
Red ghost write his shit. My man put that shit on his IG page. He said, yo, Sexy Red, his OG
had.
Is crazy, bro.
You know who probably wrote that?
Sexy Red.
Nah, you know who else could have wrote that?
Who?
What's boy name? Yachty probably
y'all
wrote that.
Y'all seen that shit?
Nah.
Yachty be writing for the thotties.
Yeah.
All that city girl shit?
Yeah. Yachty got mad city girl balls, nigga. Probably deaf and passing the chopper. Like, yo, here, boy. Crazy. Niggas ain't even gonna know I did it, boy. You gonna get a hit right there.
That's crazy.
I was about to get that shit to JT, but take that, boy. You lit.
Yo, did y'all see this story where... this lady came back home from a vacation and there were squatters in her crib.
Yo, this squatter shit is
and
really
she
so
kicked
crazy.
Them out and she got arrested.
She got arrested for it.
And
yeah.
$1 million home, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come up.
They know how to do the shit.
So, you want to skip that? That shit is fire.
What you want to talk about?
The documentary. With the three and four pervert niggas. Four pervert niggas.
Right, we can talk about it. I just think it's fucked up that I come to my crib and niggas are taking the shit on the floor and I kick niggas out and I get arrested.
Yeah, $1 million crib is tough to lose. Nigga called a come up, boy.
I'm quiet on set. Did y'all watch the documentary?
That's
the Nickelodeon documentary.
I watched some of it.
You watched it?
Nah. I ain't know where to see it at.
I think it's on I don't know all these fucking
shout out to Quiet on the Set. I was trying to see it on the bootleg spot.
Dan Schneider. He was basically like the showrunner on Nickelodeon. Y'all know who Dan Schneider is?
That's the fat one.
You ever seen Good Bird? You seen Good Bird?
Yeah, the manager nigga. He's I know you're talking about.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other nigga that they show was despicable.
The
other no fat head nigga.
Yeah, the one that
he not fat as the other dude.
The one that was bringing him to stage. I think his name was like Frank or some shit like that. He was bringing
nasty.
Him to stage and shit like that, and then he was driving Drake Bell, that dude.
Yeah.
So basically, I know what
know
time it
the,
is.
I don't know about the other two. I just seen their pictures though.
It just really puts you at a place to where what is it, Orlando Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else. He was talking all that
was
shit.
Was that Disney, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck Disney. Fuck. It's all the damn same.
All
you know what I'm saying?
Kids.
I'm not saying it. Sorry, Disney. No. But what I'm trying to say is, like, you have those type of people anywhere. It's not just Nickelodeon just so happened to do a fucking documentary and, you know, showing the shit. Not people who actually was a child for a little bit could say, come on, say, oh, this actually happened to me. But I couldn't say it because I needed the money.
Shit,
couldn't
Britney Spears said some shit was happened to her at the Mickey Mouse Club.
Come on, man, that shit's crazy. So it's like we put this thing where it's like, oh, okay, you're a celebrity, never gonna happen to you, you know. But it be the one that's closest to you that done
yeah,
it to you.
You're not even a celebrity. Sometimes you're not even a celebrity. You just the person I'm entrusted with my child for half the day. Because this is their dream, you know what I'm saying? They want to be actors and shit like that.
Yeah, they think this is what's supposed to happen. Oh, if you do this, you'll get this.
Then you got her. Then you got her. Then I watched the show and you got my daughter laying upside down on her bed, like spilling water on her, trying to drink.
And it was nasty, the foot shit they were showing too.
Yeah,
he was doing a lot of shit. A lot of sexual innuendos, you know what I'm saying? Like the pickle man.
Pause. Can I get that?
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, I need a split after the nigga said pickle, man. That's a little outrageous.
Bro, the nigga Ray Romano was in that episode. He was like, oh.
That's the pizza face kid, right?
Everybody hates Raven.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Everybody loves Raven?
Everybody loves Raven.
Yeah,
you go.
Yeah. There's a hole in the fucking door. The nigga sticks a pickle through it. And goes, come on, son. Glory hole?
On the show?
Yeah, bro. Then you got the little black kid from...
What, everybody love Raymond?
The dude, Ray Romano, he was on the episode.
The older... No, that's Raymond.
The star of the show.
Yeah, the star of the show, my bad.
Oh, then you got the black kid from... what's that movie with Hardball with Keanu Reeves?
To what, G-Baby?
No, the other one that had the head, that has the head.
Okay,
and
sorry, all right.
He was like, that's a Glock. That one, he was on the show. On all that.
Then what's his name? Oh shit!
They had him. They had the dogs licking peanut butter off him and shit like that. And he was saying he don't like it while they was recording it. They had him like he was a Boy Scouts and he was selling cookies and shit. But they had him like he was selling work on the block. You get two. You get a deal. You know what I'm saying? 5 for $20. All that type shit. But it was mad, like, but luckily that kid's mom, she was like, nah, we out, you know what I'm saying? Like, he.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I seen that one, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's wicked, bro.
Yeah, it's like what Chun is saying, bro.
Remind you, there's mad people that wanted to, like, be on shows like that as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, you would have actually tried to went there.
But
then,
some of the parents, like I said, that parent right there, she knew, she ain't stupid, she was like, I need my... I'm not leaving my kid.
Yeah, weird shit
like
going on.
Some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and she just knows. Like I said, it could happen anywhere. No, not necessarily have to be a celebrity and shit.
This shit could happen
you
in
know,
schools.
Yeah, like she just pick up on shit. She's like, nah, this ain't this some fishy
why
shit.
Why my son doing this? This is not like, funny. This like some whole other shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, but even her watching the show. Some of the parents probably wasn't watching the show. Didn't care. It was just money coming in. So they wasn't probably seeing none of the shit that was going on with their kids. On the show that they showed, even now behind the scenes, that's some whole other shit. But you feel me? You watching weird shit like, is this really funny? Like, why is this on my child?
Like, why my child gotta know what the fuck the pickle hole is? Like, the fuck?
Then you see them as adults and be like, damn, Amanda Bynes is fucked up. Yeah,
you
then
know why? Because it's like, they didn't really have a childhood. Like,
this nigga was hugging them from behind. And shit,
you
feel, come on.
Damn, and my son got a Grammy too.
I bet he got a lot of them.
No, the shorty.
Yeah.
Who?
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes? A Grammy? For what? Music?
Yeah. Like last year or some shit like that, she caught one of them shits.
Oh, that's cool. That's okay. What's
up. Good for her. I ain't hear the song.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm saying. She out here wildin'.
Yo, somebody said, what was Booker T and his brother tag team?
Harlem Heat.
What was their finisher? The Harlem Hangover?
What? Oh, yeah, with the kick shit. Yeah, facts.
Nigga
yeah.
said that on the comments.
Oh, it was trash?
I don't know. He just said it. He just named it. I don't know if it was good or trash. My fortune.
Nah, that shit probably was trash. Damn.
Nah,
niggas.
But it's fucked up what's happening to them kids. What was happening to them kids. And then you got trash. Orlando Brown here, like Tune said. You pay? You charging us for grapes?
Yes.
Apples? For free? You will burn in hell. Nah. That's real talk, though. But,
nah, you know.
Praise to the people that was on that set, man. You know what I mean? And them dudes, they went to jail and all that, right? Nah?
I don't think so.
I gotta
not.
Finish watching it.
I think two of them got so. The fat nigga got charged and the other skinny one, but I think the other two guys was on some on the way. Yeah, like they still, you know.
The long arm of the law, huh?
It's nasty out here, bro.
What you think about subliminal shots versus woman versus a man and how they do it? Or that and how you confront it. How a man confronts it versus how a woman confronts it.
How a man confronts it with another man?
No.
Or with a woman?
With a lady or with a female, whatever.
And she's shooting.
When she's shooting?
Yeah.
When she's shooting, you got it straight direct. Highlight at your lady about that. Like, yo, what's up? What's that about?
But some people's not like that.
Yeah. Niggas ain't about that life.
You go about it how you go about it then. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
you can put something up in your story. Like, you know, I'm looking for a husband. Fuck that nigga. And you like, are you looking for a husband? Not like, what's up with the fucking post you put up? A female be like, what's up with the post? Like, you going through something? You gotta tell me something?
I was watching something and the dude was like, he was explaining his situation. He was like, my girl, we've been together for a while or whatever the case is, and she always puts up a happy birthday post for me.
Okay.
And this year she didn't. So I asked her why she didn't, because her whole family told me happy birthday and this and that.
What's up, huh?
And then she said, if I do it every time, it won't be a surprise.
It won't feel like a surprise.
So now that's not like what you saying, like a subliminal, like, wait, hold on. You was doing it every year. Like, now you're not doing it? I wouldn't mind. I would be like, all right, cool.
Wait, hold on. So you're trying to say that she don't do it no more because she feels like she does it all the time?
That's what she said. So I don't know the situation, but that's just like a bare minimum of what he was trying to say with his explanation of what's going on with his relationship, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if somebody's throwing subliminals. Me personally, I'm not with the I used to be like that, like
I wouldn't say, let's not say subliminals, because it wasn't subliminals, it was just say
that, talking to the mic,
let's just say that you post something, right?
Yep.
You post something versus you had sex with the person versus you didn't have sex with the person, right? Because you've been posting shit like this all along, and it was, ha ha ha, Kiki, you so funny here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to like, oh, you think you're funny now? I'm still the same person. You know what I'm saying? Me posting that, I'm still the same person from when you was, ha ha, number one fan and shit, heart and shit, beep, 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 beep.
So you saying you
now
saying,
all of a sudden you beep beep you. Now you got feelings like damn like I'm still the same person, I'm still gonna post the same shit.
Virtual you versus reality you.
Is it that with you personally or with the other person? Because
the other person, I don't give a
I'm being okay myself. I'm being myself on my social media. I'm just being myself. If you putting up a persona, that's cool, but
shout to that. It's a lot of fake out here.
A lot of people take on.
Yeah, they got.
They put
the
a
IG them.
Yeah, you don't gotta. It's, that's not your government name, so you put a different name, and sometimes people take on that role,
that character.
Yeah.
Action.
A nigga with Drake. 1,000 names, right?
Drake
ass
nigga.
No, I'm just saying, as a nigga with 1,000 names,
yeah,
it's still me. You just call me whatever the fuck you call me.
Yeah.
But you're right. Some people, when it's, yo, I'm this, it's, ha, you can't,
even when
stop
they,
it.
Even when
you
they
feel me, they're getting
I
it back.
I pick up and I put down.
Yeah, like.
I smash.
And that's me what, smash.
And that'd be a lot of people. That'd be a lot of people's problem with social media. A lot of people feel like people that's on social media think that they a brand and that they a celebrity.
No, some people are though.
Yo, I had someone tell
some
me.
Are, yes. Some
I had are. Someone call me fake, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I told y'all. This nigga call me fake because I wasn't doing the shit that I was doing on my Facebook, right? I be dancing, painting. I don't do acrobats or like, you know, I don't know what you be seeing, but that's the simple shit that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up telling, so I'm sitting there quiet because I don't like to like lash out at people. I like to think about possibly what the fuck he said. So I'm sitting there quiet. I'm just looking at her. I said, so what you want me to do? Like, dance for you when I first seen you? Yeah. Like, what the fuck you wanted me to do? Like, my nigga, like,
you I'm probably just, wanted to.
You know what? Word? I'm just like, yo, my I feel like he wanted me to, like, fucking.
Yo, I tried this. I tried this dating app once, right?
I got something for you.
My profile pic is me smoking a blunt, right?
Yeah.
Shorty. Click. Right. Right? She like we was talking for a little
okay,
bit.
All right, all right, all
she right. said, pull up to the crib. Pull up to the crib. It just so happens, I'm traveling to the ex, you know what I'm saying? You in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying?
It's definitely 2-3 blunts in already.
You know what I'm
saying? I'm
smoking while I'm on
the block
and
going to the joint.
My shit away, you know what I'm saying? I get upstairs, you know, we chill, we ate and shit, we rocked out.
About a happy week.
Then we left. Tried to hit her up, she ain't answer. Tried to hit her the next day, she ain't answer. She was like, yo, you. Smell like mad bug, this and that and third. I said bug.
What? My profile picture got the blunt on deck.
Two blunts. She thought it was photoshopped.
That was damn. Do you really can't hit people? Nah. I'm just saying.
Boom. So now next time you meet the nigga, you gotta put sexy red on. Go sexy. Go. Yeah, you gotta hit one of those and then get happy feet on. He probably be like, oh, see, this the person I wanted.
Oh, this is what I wanted. Bitch, this is shit on fucking 24/7, nigga. What the fuck? Like, yo, that shit kind of like maybe just say, all right, like, why?
She danced.
Why didn't I think
happy
of this
when
of
she not around
like,
y'all niggas?
Like, you know, when I seen your Facebook, you're supposed to be this fucking person. You know what I'm saying? Let me, what you see online and what you see in real life is two different things.
Yeah, that
you know
shit
saying?
Not
you
real.
So what? So what you seen on the IG that you didn't see in person?
That shit.
What you shit?
Fake. Yo.
You fake.
Yo, you fake go crazy.
Yeah, like,
wait,
nigga,
what?
Fuck you.
Oh, man.
I think that's why I don't really post a lot. I don't know. I don't want people to get like a
this nigga
perception.
Post every day. You don't post a lot.
What perception can you get of me if you've never asked me who I am? Unless you, I mean, yeah, you see what you see, yeah. But
I don't post a lot about my personal shit.
Oh no! I'm
not
saying
post a lot about the show and shit like that.
Post shit and you're on the shit.
Yeah, I'm on the shit. I'm liking people's shit.
You do post, bro.
Word.
You feel me? Just you, jeez. Sometimes you might be here in your emotional bag, might be here on
some
your leadership shit.
Oh, nah.
You know what I mean?
I show all sides of me on my social
media.
When
saying.
I'm mad, I'll post something or I might not post something. If I'm sad, I'll post something or not. But like in my 20s, I used to post. That's why I'm not on Facebook no more. That shit was dangerous for me. Like, I used to spill the beans on that shit. Like,
yeah, my homies used to tell me, yo, boy, you wildin'. Shut up, bro.
Yeah, I used
and
to
And I'd be like, nigga,
nah,
what?
Nah,
like, cause
I used to be wildin' on Facebook, bro. I had
nigga,
to.
Nigga,
like,
I'm still wildin' on the book.
Nah, you need to get off that shit then.
Nigga said you need to get off.
I had to I say, yo, detach, not you wildin', bro. Because it was like, you see shit that's getting you mad on
you
that
was
shit.
Treating it like a diary.
You see the shit that's triggering you every day on that shit, like, damn. Nigga called, was like, oh, bro, what the fuck? You wildin' right now. No, I'm not good, bro.
If I'm gonna be posting stuff, like, I usually like repost something. If I'm gonna write something,
yeah,
on Facebook, it's usually like a uplifting or something that is relatable as a topic,
yeah.
Not just me as me putting my own feelings on something.
Yeah, that was wild.
I gotta get back.
Yeah,
on.
But
I don't know. I've been away from Facebook for so long that I don't know. I never really fucked with it heavy though, but I don't know. 11, 12, and 16-year-old known as they called them the Little Rascals. They robbed the Wells Fargo in Texas.
Damn, the young boys, I seen them.
They got packed up. They got bagged, but
wait, it said Texas?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wells
Fargo. Hold on.
They sent the little one in there. He was like,
"What
are
you trying to do? Set it off type shit?"
They sent the 11-year-old in there.
Yo,
he was like,
"Yo, free
can
TK.
I get a lollipop?" And they was like, "Yeah." Then the 12-year-old came in there. Can I get one? Then the 16-year-old came in there.
TK.
Fucking lying.
This ain't no game.
You
don't get
lying.
Hurt.
You lying. Okay. You watch too much movies.
Yo, if you seen them, you'd no, be like, yo, no. Why they want, like, no. They can't be dead ass. They dead ass.
We not here for your money. We here for this.
You lying.
Dead ass.
Yo, someone coached them. Someone coached them.
I don't know exactly
asses.
How it went down play for play, but this is how I'm seeing it, and I might make a movie about this shit one day. Split you up. But niggas that's the ages that they said in the news and everything, bro. They bad.
Someone had to like coach their asses to go in there and do this in shit.
Nah,
I'ma act like the victim on the floor, and I'm really the one robbing. So I'ma take the money and put it.
Them niggas did that shit on their own will, bro. I see that's like
some shit from a movie, my nigga. That's how I saw it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, they look like the little kids from like. Like they really look like little
the
rascals.
The nigga said it's 2024. Joe Biden ain't feeding us. We starving in these streets, Flip.
My mom playing. She
My mom's not playing, nigga. My mom's not eating. She working 3-4 jobs. They seeing that at 11 years old, nigga. Going to rob a bank, nigga. This is 1984 all over again. What's up?
Yeah, because niggas ain't outside, so
imagine,
we gonna do some outside shit.
Imagine if they really did get the money, my nigga.
And got away. That'd been fired. Nah, they got some money.
What is that?
They got bagged, though. Mm. They got caught. I guess the getaway plan wasn't as good as the
entrance?
Nah. Didn't one of their parents or something seen them when they showed the shit?
Oh, we about
and
to leave, but we got to talk about it. I'm a look. All right, it's right here. I'm glad it's right here. Let me see.
Look at them.
Hold on. Three juveniles, aged 11, 12, and 16, were arrested Tuesday in connection with a bank robbery in Houston last week.
What you gonna do with all that money, my nigga?
All three suspects, known as the Little Rascals, are in custody, charged locally with robbery by threat. FBI Houston says on social media. Yo, because they are juveniles, no additional identifying details. They're not gonna say their names and shit.
Of course,
but,
right.
Yo, I just want to say something to y'all niggas. Y'all might run across my pile, right?
They didn't get away for this?
No, that's a federal crime. That's what I was about to say. Y'all niggas about to be in jail for like 20 years. So, we see y'all in y'all 30s.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. You still going to be young lads when you come out.
Yeah, your parents.
Y'all was real brazen. I don't know what to say, if like to congratulate them or to be like, damn, that's fucked up, young man. But in life, in this world that we live in right here, a lot of people are born in struggle.
Yo, we spoke about this nigga's three kids in like 12
11,
months.
Though?
I don't know, Chun. I went to Associated Groceries at 9 years old to bag groceries to help my moms. So,
but what I'm saying is,
shout out the Pathmark. I was getting that boy too.
People struggle, and there's different ways to. I could have went on a corner and asked my man for some crack. Right? And been a crack dealer to this day, in and out of jail.
Shout out to the fiends on Miller Avenue.
I'm just saying. But the dude that stabbed the twins turned himself in.
Good, okay.
He was detained.
As he should.
I think he was hearing all the whispers in the streets. He said, yo, niggas want street justice. I ain't taking that.
Yeah.
I'm going to jail. But you still going to get street justice, because niggas going, you think niggas ain't see the story in jail?
Damn.
So
I just want to know his side of what we were talking about last one. Like, I really want to know what really made you trigger you to do that shit. Like, honestly.
Yeah, that's a fact. There was people out there that was like, yo, fuck you and your sister. Your sister gonna get fucked up.
Wow, that nigga just got killed.
Nah, his sister.
Oh, his sister.
He got
okay,
a sister.
Okay.
They like, we got a target on her head.
Nah,
yes.
Don't
do it, y'all.
Yeah,
no,
like
don't,
that shit is.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah, like that sister had nothing to do with anything. I mean, just as much as the other sister, they had nothing to do with it either. But don't do violence with violence, you know. Yeah. People like, man, fuck out of here, sugar. Why not?
Shit,
you know.
Crazy.
But I'm just saying, it's just something that you just gotta understand that. You
yeah,
know.
Turn yourself in.
Man, it was so
he gonna
crazy.
Get his time. Don't worry, his time gonna come.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
A fact.
But you taking someone else's life for his. Come on.
But we about to get up out of here, man. What y'all got to say before we get out of here, man?
Be patient.
I love that.
Be patient. You know. And you know what I realized?
Be motivated to do more, to be more.
Yeah. I realized that I was doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. I was doing something wrong in the sense of when it comes to dating.
Okay.
And I felt like, you know, if I date one person, oh, I like this person, and boom, that's it. Everybody cut off. You know, get shut, boom. Nobody coming in. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I'd be fucking myself over. Mm-hmm. You know, put all my eggs in one basket type shit.
Yeah.
And it's not consider you being, you know,
we all here to roll you our soul, you old.
Yes.
Male and female.
So it's just like, you know, now I'm looking at it at a different angle of, I'm dating, but I'm dating with a purpose and not just like, you know.
Yeah.
Some people date because I want to go on vacation. Some people also date because I want to, you know.
Yeah,
no,
let me see what's out there, but I'm dating with my purpose. So every person that, not to say that I'm slutting around like male or female, who I decide to talk to, I make my intentions clear to you. You know what I'm saying?
Chun dating in America, coming soon. No.
Everybody,
she's looking for her king.
How about you, Chris?
You got something to say? Just be smart, use condoms, and do the right thing, y'all. You feel me? Don't be a Jaden Williams, you heard? That's his name, right? Jaden Williams? Three kids.
Oh, man.
On the way.
Jalen Green.
Jalen Green, my bad.
Basketball player we was talking about with Jay and Michelle.
Jalen Williams, man, positive.
Let me see if I can explain this right.
She's pregnant again?
No, she's pregnant. He got another shorty that's got a due date at the same time as her. And he has another kid that was born already.
Oh, so he out there.
He got three kids in a 12-month span. That boy out here like,
Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham not together.
Like, oh, you know,
DJ,
she trapped
him.
But this nigga out here shooting up all the motherfuckers. You know, and the bodegas, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? You wildin', nigga.
And the bodegas.
God damn. Oh, my God. We over here defending your ass. Oh, live your life. That nigga living.
Bro, we over.
That nigga been living.
Nah, we over.
Let's get out of here, man. Once again, man.
It's a blessing to have kids.
Rest in paradise to my childhood friend. Everybody, if you made it this far, like, comment, subscribe, whatever you do, light one up too, you know what I mean? So for Spliff, for Chun Chun, it's D-Reek and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. See y'all soon.
I'm not nice.
Get money as a target. Better than most niggas. Baby, see the drip he wanna take. Baddies with me, kill a scene. It's a cold case. Run up a star shit.
Yeah.
Dive in the marsh pit. Woo. Turn up the volume. Woo.